Hey, we all have hectic lives, and buying or selling a home can just make things even more of a chaotic mess. If you are moving to the Austin area, what would you need to get comfortable with that decision? Even if you lived in town and you needed to purchase or sell a home, how would you want to be treated? Chris Ott, with the Ott Group of Keller Williams Realty, has been a longtime friend and was the guy who I worked with to find the perfect property solution for me. I wanted a professional with knowledge of the Austin area to help me with my home search, navigate the paperwork, and negotiate on my behalf. And Chris Ott was the right agent for the job. Chris, his business partner, Teresa Ott-Busseau, and their team of five agents have helped thousands of people move to and from the Austin area. The Ott family is celebrating over 35 years in business in Austin and plan to provide their real estate services for many more years to come. Their mantra is, your move matters, and that is what they focus on. Just go to their website at theottgroup.com and get connected with the Austin real estate team dedicated to taking care of you. That's theottgroup.com. You can also call 512-222-6881 or email them at info@theottgroup.com to get connected with them today. Tell them that Stephen with the Parent Portal Show sent you and start working with a professional who is dedicated to your next move. Hey, welcome back to the Parent Portal Show. Stephen Nold, this morning we're talking about cricket. We've got Coach Singh with us, who's going to tell us some more about the great sport of cricket and what it's all about. If you need to reach out to us, make sure and email us at Stephen@parentportalshow.com and catch us on our YouTube channel. Coach, it's been great to hear that cricket is reemerging in the U.S. And I think what's going to help, obviously, is certainly shows like this that talk about it. So I can't tell you how many number of parents that I've run into that have asked me questions, and we certainly want them to get interested in this sport. I think it's a great sport. What initiatives or programs have you seen or that really do encourage youth to participate in the game of cricket?
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Stephen. Again, talking about cricket and, of course, all related activities here in Austin, the Central Texas area. There are many exciting stuff going on. First thing, what we want to ensure that we reach out to broader communities who have just heard about the game or seen on TV or read in the newspaper or magazines, how we make it real for them. So we are taking that initiative and we call it Cricket for All. And there's no pay-to-play model. There's no restriction, no barriers. So anyone who's interested and wants to even just try out and see if it excites you more to come to the field and play regularly. So we move ahead with that and we reach out to school PE teachers, principals to have one big day on cricket. We call it Cricket Festival on the school campus. And we introduce the game. So that is one big program we are running for all different schools and communities for last several months, and we have made some good success there. So that's one. And the second one, once some of the players who have played for 6 months plus, now they would like to perform at a certain level and they want to see progress because that's what sports is all about. It motivates you to excel and improve your skill. And then we look at, you know, very strategically how we keep them motivated with that enthusiasm. At the same time, we bring in the expertise of the game through right people. Having played the game myself in my growing up years, yes, a lot of experience and knowledge of the game, but at the same time, we look at more holistically because there are different types of skills in the game. And that's sure. The reason we engage more people, like batter, bowler, fielder, you know, or even strength and conditioning. So we have players like Unmuk Chand, who was the captain of India team when they won the World Cup in Australia. We have Harmeet Singh, who's one of the most popular cricketers here in the United States. He played again for India team in World Cup and they were the winners. He played at a first-class level in India and moved to the United States. So he also comes in as a spin bowler. So bowler also have pace bowler and spin. He plays a role of being a good coach and mentor. We have someone like Bert Cockley. He's a pace bowler from Australia. He played for Australia at a certain level that got injured several times, so he could not continue. But he was on fire when he would play for his state and national team in cricketing world. Now, having moved to the US, he was surprised to see how the game is growing. And when he sees a structure like ours, where we are focused on high performance, he makes it a point to be here, work with cricketers for their strength and conditioning. So he is our S&C trainer. And then we look at other areas as well, and we invite players from all different parts. For me, my mentor in this journey is Gary Kirsten. He was the coach of India team when they won the World Cup. He's a South African. He himself played international cricket for 10 plus years. He has been to the United States, and he spends good time with me to help guide and show the way how we should move forward to expand the footprint, which was our number one program. And the second one, how we take our cricketers to the next level where they are performing at a very good level where they can compete with international players as well.
How exciting. You know, it resonates with me. I wasn't a huge baseball card collector, but I did have my heroes when I grew up with different sports. So the Roger Staubachs, the Pete Rose, the Mickey Mantles, as we grew up. And it's interesting to hear that that same type of culture exists and the excitement about players in the game of cricket. You know, along with the enjoyment of the sport, there's always the money question, and there's always that challenge of kind of understanding the money. You know, we're in a very unique time in high school sports where NIL has become the new thing on the horizon and actively a part of a lot of the equation. And we have a lot of brands involved nowadays that were, you know, you didn't really get involved with until you were in the pros. How has the money equation, what is the money equation, I guess, is what I should ask about cricket. And how did the brands and sponsors get involved in the cricket game at this point?
Sure. I'll answer that question at two levels. One, internationally, how it is being managed, and second, at the Texas or United States level. So internationally, yes, in countries like India, it's the most popular sport. It's like a religion there. The league in India called IPL, Indian Premier League, is one of the biggest leagues worldwide. If you rank top 10, it's one of them, maybe number 3 and 4. And it's the fastest growing. The money equation, companies play, broadcaster, for example, is one of the biggest stakeholders. For the 5-year contract with that league, they are paying about $6.5 billion. And there are 10 teams. Each team is valued above $1 billion. So that kind of number is like very, very impressive. To compare with any other sports, whether we look at NFL, NBA, or any other, you know, popular sport you look at.
Yeah.
Now, keeping that in mind, when we go out to other countries, yes, this is the financial strength of the game in India. Some of other countries play a very big role, and going to countries like South Africa or Abu Dhabi and other places where, again, the professional cricket is emerging in a big way. So these are the stakeholders that go and also contribute there to create a new league and make it popular. Now, the same thing has started in the United States as well, and it's called Major League Cricket, MLC. Mm-hmm. And you would be surprised to know already there are some big names involved in this league. They are the big business tycoons or corporate executives, like Microsoft CEO or Adobe CEO, and of course, some of the big business owners or franchise owners in different leagues. So a few months ago, this league was played in Dallas and North Carolina, two venues in these two states. Mm-hmm. And about $100 million already been invested or promised to be invested. And there were 6 teams who competed with each other. All the teams had about 5 to 6 international players who came from different countries. And then there were some talented young players from the local cities and states as well. So overall, a good, healthy competition over several weeks. And the number of people came to watch the game was really impressive, very, I would say, encouraging how cricket is unfolding. And that's where professional cricket comes into play, with some money involved. So all these professional players were paid a certain amount for their fee, and then the sponsors got involved. Some of the big names were already involved. The games were broadcast on some of the main channels like CBS in the United States, and worldwide in many countries it was broadcast. So overall, it is shaping up very well in the United States. All we need to do that we reach out to broader communities, engage some of other stakeholders who can play important role, like local leadership, community leadership, or political leadership. At the same time, we bring in corporate sponsors like ESPN, Adidas, Nike, who are sponsoring other teams. Current sponsor of India team is Adidas. So why not in the United States? So those are the steps we would be taking in coming years.
Awesome. Well, you know, in the U.S., you know, we have a diverse culture, and it's, you know, hopefully continuing to become more diverse as we grow. You know, cricket has an opportunity, I think, to be a unifying factor among communities. Can you speak to that a little bit? And what do you see out there as the game continues to grow?
Well, absolutely. And the hallmark of this game, as I was trying to describe, and maybe there are some very good narratives of how this game is played and how why it's got room for all kinds of people. You know, some of the great players of this game were not physically fully fit, even at, you know, someone having a problem with their hand could bowl ball in a certain way, which was very difficult for the batter to play, and that became a special skill. Maybe any other sport, he would have been discarded because he was not fully fit. He was not a strong boy. Huh. But this game actually made him a special talent. And so as you have a room for powerful play, then you have a room for elegance and skill and all the tricks you can apply because of your, you know, any way you can say deformity, but it could be your special talent to come out and roll your finger in a different way, move your arm in a certain way. The ball deviates because of that in a very interesting and new way, which becomes like, oh, wow, this can also happen in cricket. Huh. So what this game does, it welcomes everyone from any background. And of course, you want to play a short format of the game or long format of the game. You want to just have fun or go on to become a professional. So again, it creates that opportunity for everyone to be involved. Now, having seen this game going so big in many countries, 100 plus countries, people from all different countries living in the United States, and of course, it's a very diverse country with people from different backgrounds. This is where it becomes a unifier for those people and communities where they all come with just one intent to pick up the ball and bowl, and the batter holding the bat and just, you know, either defending or hitting for a big shot, going for a run. So, you know, having fun together, which makes it so special that people want to spend more time. And I've seen people with no cricketing background, the moment you know, introduce and have them spend 5-10 minutes, they just want to go on, because it does not, you know, make it very unique in a way that, you know, only a certain type of people can play.
Sure.
Everyone enjoys. I've seen even elderly teachers in school or young boys and girls, anyone who holds the bat and spends 5 minutes. Next question, how can I play it for longer? Where can I come and spend more time?
That's exciting. Well, are there any special skills or values? You know, in team sports, obviously, there's always a opportunity to teach and to build upon those team lessons. Are there skills or values that are very relevant to cricket that you feel young players would benefit from, and how that might help in their overall development?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question, because someone like me who have spent time playing cricket growing up, we always wondered why this game is so special, why we all love it so much. When we started analyzing later on, we found that, you know, there are many parallels between cricket and life. And there's one quote which we all often mention, that cricket, like life, is a great leveler. You do well in one game, go on to score 100 runs, but the next game, one single ball it takes to get you out, and you're out of the game and you're just watching from outside. So it can bring you down from 100 to zero very quickly. And having scored zero doesn't mean you cannot score 100 in the next game. So it's a great leveler. Best of the teams who are dominant force in certain times or certain decades, suddenly they're out of World Cup. So that's number one. Number two, you know, things like we all say in life, we have second chance, second innings, opportunity. In cricket, in the longer format, the game is played in two innings. So people always draw the parallel. You may not do well in the first one, but in the second, you can come around and win the game as well. So there are many parallels which have created kind of a value system for youngsters to not only just play the game and have fun, but learn life lessons as well. And that's where we actually highlight a lot to our parent community why this game, even if the player is not going to be a professional cricketer, but would have many life lessons which would help him or her no matter where they go and what they want to do in their life.
That's awesome. The game is just so exciting, and it seems like such a great the timing to come into the U.S. and the growth and the opportunity here is just, to me, very exciting. What do you see as the future of cricket in the U.S. and especially in terms of youth participation and growing the sport?
Yeah, where I see in next maybe mid to long-term view of this game, how it's evolving. So number one, we all are interested as the interested stakeholder in this community of cricket to grow. Number one is to expand the pie, let more and more people come and play. We reach out to them and make it like one of the most popular sports in the country, no matter which part of the country you live in and which community you belong to. So that's number one. We would like to see it's one of the top five sports in the country. Number two, commercially, it becomes a viable option as you talked about money and the question of finance. It creates a model where there are good number of players with good money to invest and youngsters who are looking at their career option at high school level, they see cricket as one of the opportunity to make career in a professional way, so they are not caught between one versus other. Even if they're caught, they know there are good options in the game of cricket to professionally move ahead and spend more time. So those are the two things we are looking at. And already we have started on this journey of making cricket commercially viable in this country. In times to come, I think we would be moving even faster.
Well, you've got me as an advocate and an evangelist, so I'll be more than happy, and I'm sure Coach Gumbert joins me in that willingness to promote the good news about the game of cricket. Well, to kind of wrap up here, Coach, if a parent or an athlete was interested in hearing more about cricket or learning more about what WCI Academy can offer, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, absolutely. Very simple. I mean, they should just drop you a note on your email address, or they should just visit our website, wcicricket.com. It's very simple, wcicricket.com, and they will get all the information. There's an email address, or there's a phone number also to just contact us, and we'll be happy to provide more details. If someone wants to physically visit and see how we are playing, weekend is the best time. And the best cricket ground here in Austin is Round Rock Cricket Ground, which is in Old Settlers Park next to Dell Diamond Stadium, all these landmarks there. So very easy to find cricket ground there. And evening hours, our youth players are always playing a game Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So anytime after 4 or 4:30 you come, you'll see two teams are just having good time and enjoying themselves. And these are different age groups. So that will also show that, you know, we are not just focused on a certain age group, but all age groups are playing together. There are some good coaches, some role models, and overall good environment. So it would be a good exposure for anyone to figure out more about this game.
Coach, thank you so much today for sharing your knowledge of expertise about the game of cricket, teaching us about it, and absolutely sharing the excitement of what's to come with the game here in the U.S.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. And I'm so happy to spend time with you both. I would like to interact more and, of course, reach out to broader communities and your group of people as well. And we would love to involve you as much as we could, because we see the value of your participation and contribution. So please block some time for cricket as well, as you do for many other sports. We would be always thankful for your contribution to this game.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit Mike Hammer at allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Parent Portal Show.